What's up, y'all? Will here at Schedulefly. This is such a cool story. Oh, gosh. Kayla King started My Meal to solve a problem that she has and that she knows millions of other people have. Up to half of the people that live in our country have some sort of autoimmune disease, some sort of issue with food allergies. She has celiac. She created My Meal to make it easy for restaurants to display their menus to customers who need to know what are the ingredients in all of your menu items. Because maybe you have an issue with soy, or maybe it's corn, or maybe it's dairy, or maybe it's gluten. Or there's nine, I think, key ones here that drive most of the issues. Kayla has this issue, lots of headaches for her. Lots of heartburn for her, lots of stress trying to figure out where to go eat and whether she's going to have a problem. And what did she do about it? Well, she created a solution. And it's just such an inspiring story. I love what she's doing. I hope that what she's doing is adopted by every restaurant eventually. This is such an important topic. We were introduced by a mutual friend, Audrey Quistorf, CEO of Big Red F. And I'm better off for knowing this young lady. This audience will be better off for hearing this story. Thank you so much for listening to this podcast in general. Check out this episode. Check out My Meal. Follow up with Kayla. And hopefully this is something you can implement in your restaurant if it makes sense for you and your team and your customer base. Y'all stay tuned. More of these episodes coming soon. Before we dive in here, we're going to dive into a word from our sponsor, the very first sponsor we've ever had, Pop Menu. And we have a new sponsor that you'll hear from mid-episode. But for now, let's talk about Pop Menu. Pop Menu is, well, they're a partner of Schedulefly, and we have a lot of happy mutual customers. But Pop Menu is all about making your day easier and your sales bigger. They will simplify your marketing operations, bring in more guests, capture customer data for personalized remarketing to keep them coming back. With one super simple to use platform that integrates with most point of sales like Toast and Square and a number of others, Pop Menu starts with beautifully designed, easy to update interactive menu that transforms the guest experience online. It includes a brand new website that's optimized for search engines like Google for no additional cost, automated digital marketing, online ordering and waitlisting, and you'll never miss another call with their AI answering solution that costs as little as 47 cents an hour. Check it out. Check out the link in our show notes. There's so much more in Pop Menu. Here's my two cents. I've talked to a lot of our mutual customers, and here's what they say about Pop Menu. Great company, great customer service, great product, great results. Check out Pop Menu and check out this episode of Restaurant Owners Uncorked. Thank you all for listening. See ya.
All right. So, good morning, everybody. I am excited today to have Kayla King on the podcast. Awesome young lady that I met fairly recently, and she started a business called My Meal. And will Kayla actually just go ahead and introduce yourself?
Yeah, absolutely. So my company creates filterable allergy menus for restaurants. And my background, I'm a certified nutrition coach with celiac disease. So I got diagnosed at a very young age at 9 years old. So that is my passion behind the company. And then I've also worked in restaurants, multiple roles, server, manager, kind of been through the ringer in it all. So that's how I came to create my company today.
We were connected through Audrey Quistorf, who's the CEO at Big Red F. And I know they use My Meal at, is it at the Post?
Yeah, we have it at the Post right now. And so we're still trying to get that rolled out because we had a couple of menu changes, but getting both our app and the menu inside the Post so that their customers can use it.
So did you worked in restaurants. Was that a coincidence, or did you work in restaurants to try to figure out, you know, if there was a need for what you were doing?
Yeah, that's a great question. So I did work in restaurants when I was younger in high school, and obviously that had nothing to do with my business, but I definitely got back into the restaurant industry in order to explore whether this was a need, really understand the operations, because I was initially going around to restaurants, just getting their feedback on the concept and trying to understand the research of it all. And one of the biggest suggestions was to go back into the industry, spend some time there. So that's what I did.
How many people in your research do have celiac or you know, some dietary restriction that would essentially benefit from a restaurant having MyMeal in place?
Yeah, absolutely. So there are tons and tons of medical conditions that require a restricted diet for treatment. So when you add all of them up, it's about 50% of our population. And that is a combination of, right, super crazy. It's a combination of food allergies, celiac disease, intolerances, sensitivities. There's conditions like mast cell activation syndrome, Hashimoto's, EoE. So I don't want to go into the depths of it all, but a restricted diet or a change in diet is often required for a lot of these autoimmune conditions or food allergies.
So what do I do right now if I've got one of these? Like, how do I engage with restaurants?
Yeah. So,
like, you go to a restaurant and you'll see, like, they might have like a picture of wheat or like, you know, milk or whatever, like to show, but if I'm just sitting here and I'm like, okay, I want to go out and eat tonight, and I start looking around at restaurant websites, where does MyMeal come in?
Yeah, so I'll start with how you would do it without MyMeal, because I feel that it's important to understand the context of what somebody with a food allergy does have to go through. So typically when you go online, there is little to no information about how that restaurant caters to a food allergy. So you're kind of just guessing. And so a lot of times people are doing very in-depth research that can take a lot of time on Yelp, Google, sites like Find Me Gluten Free if they have celiac disease. So there are all these review platforms where you can see what other people's experiences are, but it's definitely a manner of sifting through all of that to even get an option that you potentially want to call and try. And then when you have a few options that you think might be good for you, then you go ahead and you call multiple restaurants, kind of vetting them, asking them, you know, how do you handle food allergies? Is that something you're comfortable catering to? Do you have your kitchen set up? Do you train your staff? So you have to go through, ask all these questions just to make sure you're going to have a somewhat good experience. And then when you get there, the research does not end, because you typically don't know what you can have on the menu. So then you're having around a 5 to 10 minute, sometimes longer, conversation with the server or the chef to determine what you can even have at that restaurant. And then you have to go through, you know, do they understand cross contact, kind of feel out what the education level is. And that can, for a lot of people, cause extreme food anxiety because they're not sure whether they're going to get sick or not. They've been burned multiple times before. So that is currently the experience. It's very, very involved, very time consuming. And that is why people are currently not eating out really at all, or very limited right now. And so much so that the gap in monetary value is like a $200 billion gap that the restaurant industry is missing out on. So contrary with MyMeal, we simplify that entire process. So we do all of the vetting in advance, you know, talk to the restaurant, make sure that we understand the information about how their staff is trained, what people can actually have at their restaurant. And we help create this filterable allergy menu that aids in the process, both for the customer and also the restaurant, because that 5 to 10 minute conversation is unavoidable unless you have a resource where the customer can actually understand that information very transparently. So a consumer will come onto our app, they'll say, you know, I have these 5 food restrictions. It will match them with the best restaurants for them, because, you know, not every restaurant's going to be able to cater to all allergies, and that's okay. But maybe you don't have peanuts in your kitchen at all, or you don't have shellfish. And that's a great option for somebody to know, and it's not being advertised right now. So we advertise that on the restaurant's behalf, match them with the best entity for their needs, and then actually show them what on the menu they can have so that that research can be done in advance. And then also place that menu inside our partner restaurant. So not only can people see it on the app, but they can also see it when they're actually sitting down and ordering, as a way to save the staff time and streamline that entire process.
So, okay. So if I'm sitting at home and I have one of these allergies and I'm doing my research, if I have the MyMeal app, and if there's a lot of restaurants around me that are using, that are subscription customers for you, then it makes it very easy for me as a consumer. $200 billion, half the population, This is a very significant issue. And so what you're saying is, look, we got half of our population that has to deal with this in some way. There are a lot of people that $200 billion worth that are not going out just because it's a frustrating process. It's a anxiety ridden process. And your goal is to make this very easy for the consumer and the restaurant to talk with each other and understand very easily, streamline through technology, whether that restaurant is a good fit for this person or if not, what is a good restaurant that's near me. And of course, then the restaurant is saving, is getting more people to come in their doors. It's making it easier for people to see whether they can come there. And honestly, and you don't want, like if you're a restaurant, you want somebody to go where they're going to be happy and get what they need. And so it's better for them to know beforehand through my meal that, hey, this restaurant's not right for me. We're going to go to a different one. Then for them to come sit down, you got a server talking to them. There's a lot of time spent and it turns out, hey, sorry, I can't eat here. And then you've just, so the opportunity cost is huge.
Absolutely.
And so you're just, I mean, this is amazing. This is incredible, Kayla. So great idea, makes a ton of sense. Great execution. I mean, I go to the, I think it was the Post. I went on there and saw their meal and or saw their menu and saw how everything's laid out. Super simple. And there's a lot of allergies. Like there's corn, there's dairy, there's soy, there's wheat. There's probably 10 others that I'm not even thinking about, right?
Yeah, absolutely. There's over 160 foods that can be a food allergy. Now on my meal, we just cover primarily the top 9 allergens, vegan and vegetarian right now. But some of our restaurants we do work with to put garlic, onion, nightshade, some of those IBS triggers, because they do have a lot of customers coming in their doors asking for that. So that's the benefit to our system, is it's very flexible and we work with the restaurant to make sure that we're addressing the needs of what their customers are asking for.
Okay, so how does this work? Like, let's say I go, okay, I'm in, like, I want to sign up. How do I, as a restaurant, like, what's the process? How do I pay you? How do you take my menu and delineate all the different allergies and then present that to the consumer? And then how do you deal with, like, when I'm changing menu items or adding new menu items or changing ingredients? Like, how do you keep up with all that?
Yeah, that's a great question. So we very much work with each restaurant to make sure that the information is as accurate as possible. So we use the menu, we take the menu and we use the dish name and description to make an assumption about what we think the ingredients are in that dish. So we'll do a lot of that upfront work for the restaurant to make it super, super easy for them. And then a certified nutrition coach like myself will come in and actually go through that menu with the chef. So we'll come in being like, here is what we think the preliminary ingredient list and allergens are. And then it's just a quick and easy process of the chef being like, yes, that's correct, or no, that's not correct. And then we change it. And we also intake the order guide as well to make sure that we have as accurate as information as possible before going to the chef, because we know time is super, super valuable in the restaurant industry. And so we try and make that process very, very easy. And so once we have that initial sweep of the menu, we'll, you know, put it into our system so that it can go live. And in terms of menu changes, we do follow up every single quarter asking if there have been any menu changes. And then you either fill out a form or you hop on a call with us, which usually takes around 10 minutes, depending on how many menu items need to be changed. So like I said, we work very much with the restaurant. Like somebody called me the other day and they were like, hey, can you turn off these 5 menu items, or can you change this allergen on this dish? And you know, it gets done the same day. So it's super quick and easy. And then also we have features in place on the menu in order to have the customer help us optimize for any inaccuracies that do occur. So we have a suggest and edit button on each menu item. So if a customer sees something funky or the server is saying something that's not aligned with the menu, they can suggest an edit, put in their email, say what they think is wrong with the menu, and then we'll intake that information, cross-check it with the restaurant, and make any changes, then emailing the customer, notifying them that the change has been made.
Gotcha. Okay. And how do I, I'm a restaurant. How do I pay you for my meal?
Yeah, so we do a monthly subscription cost, just very simple and easy. And then it is a per location fee, but obviously, you know, we give discounted bulk packages if you have multiple locations or concepts.
Okay. What does it run for a monthly subscription?
So our prices are, you know, changing right now. So at the moment it is $49 a month per location. But you know, as we work with more and more restaurants, that price may go up.
Yeah, I gotcha. Okay. Makes a lot of sense. So gosh, that's a lot of value. $49 a month. Like that's, you know, it's taking information that needs to be disseminated to an audience that is half of our population that would love to have an easier time engaging with my restaurant. So
yeah, absolutely. Yeah, it's a huge amount of value for a very small price. And the reason why we do that is because we really want to make this accessible to as many people as possible. So we have a ton of demand from user side from all over the nation. Especially in like New York and California. So we're, you know, focused on just getting as many restaurants involved as we can so that we can, you know, bring more value to the users and ultimately bring more customers into people's restaurants.
All right, y'all. We are going to take a quick break here and introduce our second sponsor. And this is our first mid-episode sponsor. This is Kickfin, KickFin. Check them out. Thousands of restaurants, bars, and breweries use Kickfin to tip out their employees instantly. No cash required. With Kickfin, tips go directly into your employee's bank of choice the second their shift ends. It's a really simple solution to a really big problem, because if you're still paying out credit card tips in cash, it's costing you. Time-consuming bank runs and cash counting take managers away from work that matters. Cash is hard to track, which leads to accounting headaches, and it creates the perfect opportunity for theft, human error, and compliance issues. Bottom line, there's never been an instant secure way to pay out tips until Kickfin. It's an easy-to-use software that sends real-time, cashless tip payouts straight to your employees' bank accounts 24/7, 365. Kickfin gives managers hours back in their day, makes reporting a breeze, and protects your business from risk. More important, employees love it. Restaurants can have Kickfin up and running overnight. Employees can roll in seconds. No hardware, no contracts, no setup fees. Visit kickfin.com for a personalized demo and see how restaurants across the country are digitizing tips with Kickfin. That's what they asked me to say. I'm going to add this. I had their CEO on our podcast, Brian Hassan, great dude. I've spoken with several people there. They're awesome people. They love what they do. They're passionate about what they do, and they're solving a real problem with a very simple solution. Love it. Check them out. And here we go. Back to our episode.
How long have you been doing this, Caleb?
I've been doing this for almost 3 years. So I started this my senior year in college.
You started it in college.
Started in college. Yes.
Okay. Do you have outside investors, or is it all just self-funded?
Yeah. So we're bootstrapped right now. We did have a small family and friends round, but yes, we have not raised outside capital.
Okay. All right. Good. And then how do consumers find My Meal? Is it just through the app store, or are you guys advertising that, or?
Yeah, so we have a pretty large organic following. So most of my advertising is done on Instagram, where we currently have over 13,000 followers, and on TikTok, you know, just started that account, but we're almost surpassed 2,000 in a very short time frame. And so we have, you know, dozens of viral videos that bring awareness to this issue. So a prime example was not even a week ago. You know, we had a video where I was explaining the food anxiety that, you know, I feel at restaurants sometimes, and that video got, you know, like almost 6 million views, like over 100,000 comments. So this is a very, very real issue. And you know, if you look at the comment section of this post, like there are hundreds of thousands of people saying, you know, I feel this, like, this is why I don't go out to eat, this is why I'm, you know, petrified to get sick. So a very, very real issue. And we, you know, use that platform to spread awareness. And we actually, you know, get some restaurants on board through that as well, because it spreads awareness about what people actually feel when they go out to eat. So that is our primary, you know, marketing channel for getting users right now. But then also, you know, word of mouth, Facebook groups, we're involved in all of that, because the food allergy community is like pretty tight. Because it's such a big issue that affects your life on a daily basis, that community is really, really big. And so, you know, we get inside those communities, become well known in them, and then that's how people learn about our app.
Okay, go back through the statistics you just went through for that particular post.
Yeah.
Was it on Instagram?
It was on Instagram, and it was a real-time video of me stopping what I was about to put a bite in my mouth of food, and yeah. I had, you know, stopped eating it because I had remembered a question in my mind that I hadn't asked the restaurant. So previously when I was ordering, I, you know, went through all of my questions, asked him about cross contact, but the dish that I was ordering was a salmon patty, and I didn't know that. Like when it came out, it looked like it maybe had breadcrumbs in it. And I know that I didn't actively ask that question. So I had put down my food and been like, oh shit, I need to go ask them about the breadcrumbs just in case. And so it was this real life explanation of this anxiety that you feel where you're like, oh, I have to go ask another question after I've already asked the staff like 10 questions. And not only does that make you feel really embarrassed and bad, but it's also annoying for the staff. And so it's just this between both sides, it can be very, very difficult. And, you know, like hundreds of thousands of people resonated with that. Like I had a comment on there of somebody being like, my friend died last week because something wasn't disclosed on the menu. It was by a celebrity chef and it's totally being swept under the table. So like I hear comments like that all of the time. And so it's a big, big issue that is not being talked about right now.
And you have, okay, so this is on Instagram.
This is on Instagram.
Yeah. We could go, okay, so and tell me where do we find, is it my
meal? Yeah, so my Instagram is at mymeal.foodallergy. And I post a lot of these videos of what it's like to eat out with celiac disease in particular. And, you know, if you are a restaurant owner, I would challenge you to go look at the comment sections of some of those posts, because you can start to really understand what people are feeling and how petrified they are to go out to a restaurant. So, you know, even if in your eyes, you're doing a really, really great job, people don't know that because they've been burned so many times that they are just so scared to eat out because they feel like every experience is going to be the same as the last five experiences where they got sick.
Okay. So you had, how many views did you say it had?
That had close to 6 million views, but it's growing pretty rapidly.
I bet. I mean, 100,000 comments. Okay. So there's your, every restaurant you talk to, just say, look, just
go read the comment section.
Look at the comments and like, let me know. Like, seriously, like,
yeah.
When you get that much engagement, Kayla, you clearly have touched on a really, really important topic. It is incredibly hard to get. I mean, there's just so much noise now, and there is, you know, social media is great, but everybody has it and everybody's trying to say something. There's like massive amounts of noise, really hard to find the signal in the noise. But when you have 100,000 comments, boom, there's your signal. Like that's a big, big issue. So you've clearly touched on something. Like, I mean, we've already talked, you and I have, you know, a couple of weeks back, we have this in my family. I did not know I truly didn't fully comprehend the extent of that, but that number alone, I'm telling you, like, you need to get that number in front of every single restaurant you talk to, because that is like massively compelling. And that takes somebody from being like, yeah, I know food allergies, or to being like, whoa, because the bottom line is like, A, you know, I mean, let's just talk, you know, incentive here. Like if you're a restaurant, you want more people coming in your doors. And if you have an easy way to spend $49 a month and make it easy for people, then you're going to make more money, period. All right. So there's your financial incentive. And then the flip side of that is, you know, God forbid somebody comes in and you know, you're not a celebrity chef and you don't have the resources they have to probably, you know, litigate this or whatever, but like you have somebody that, you know, you had some, you didn't know that you had an ingredient in there that could affect whatever, and or your server told them wrong or whatever, and some terrible health accident happened. So, yeah. And then as a consumer, I'm so glad to hear that you're that kind of engagement. There's got to be a lot of people signing up for my meal and, you know, wanting you to be successful.
Yeah, absolutely. So
and, mouth.
Yeah. And I mean, you touched on a really great point, which is there's a huge legal risk if you're not, you know, making sure that you know what's in your food. So a lot of very great restaurants that I have worked with that are super good with food allergies, you know, they still didn't know what was in some of their third-party products. And so when we went through the menu, we would look at those products and be like, hey, there's actually 5 allergens in here. And so that's something that happens really, really commonly where, you know, the initial conversation with that chef will be, oh, of course I know what's in all my food, but it's like, okay, have you checked all of the third-party labels? Have you documented it? Like, there's no way, I don't care who you are, but like, it's so hard to like document in your brain every single ingredient that might have an allergen in it, right? So like getting that information down on paper, keeping it updated and making it accessible to your, at least your staff, is so, so important and will prevent these mistakes that could have, you know, very detrimental legal consequences to the business.
Is it hard for you? Like, okay, so we'll go back to the Post. I mean, that's part of Big Red F, but the Post alone has got, I don't know, whatever, 6 or 8 locations. Like, is that the ideal size customer? Is it larger than that? Is it hard? I'm curious how you're going to handle, like, what if you, you know, that many, like maybe you start getting lots of restaurants and they've got one location. Like, are you, like, how do you scale this up where you've got the resources to go and do the due diligence and do the, and keep this going? Like, obviously part of that is you have more money coming in, so you start hiring people, but I'm just like curious when you back into like, where are you, like, where's your sweet spot of the types and sizes of restaurants and number of locations that you're setting out to serve?
Yeah. So obviously more larger location restaurants are better for us to work with, mostly because they are more organized with their data a lot of times, and there's not as much change occurring. But when we did start, we are currently working with like a lot of independent restaurants or small restaurant groups. So we definitely have experience in working with those markets, but we just find that if they do have multiple locations, a lot of times the information is a little bit easier to make sure that it's accurate and documented because they've already, you know, done some of that work to make sure that it's standardized for their business. So, you know, we do like to work with locations that are like, you know, 30 plus. But again, like local restaurants are super important to the consumer. So we do enjoy, you know, working particularly with restaurant groups like Big Red F, because when you're a consumer and you're thinking about going out to eat, you know, it's super great to go to a chain restaurant once in a while, but you also want those local options. And so that's why we really enjoy working with restaurant groups or seasonal restaurants, just because we find it's, you know, provides a really great experience for the customer to have, you know, a variety of those options.
You know, I'd like to introduce you to Greg Ducat, he's a CEO at Revel. Do you know them?
Yes, I do know Revel, but I've definitely not met Greg.
He was on this podcast about a week or so ago. He's a wonderful person. And I, you know, Revel's kind of like, they seem to be in your sweet spot. Like a lot of their business, we have some mutual customers, but like most of our customers only have like, you know, I mean, Big Red F's like a bigger one for us, and they've got like 16 total locations. Like most of our customers might have 5 or fewer, but Revel is a great company and he's a really good dude. And I'd like to get y'all connected because their sweet spot seems to be similar with yours. Now, personally, my hope is that you figure out a way as you grow this to make, and even if it's, You know, because you can do, you'd obviously have to charge a single location operator more on a per location basis than like a multi-unit one because of the, you know, efficiencies and economies of scale with that. But but if you can find a price point that works, like one of the great things about, you know, independent restaurants, they're not going to have like, they're not going to be able to do this on their own, and they're not going to have the tools and the bandwidth and all that kind of stuff. But, you know, we all love great independent restaurants, and, you know, we certainly try to support independent restaurants all we can at Schedulefly. And so if there's ways to figure out how to get like how to make this work easily for somebody that's got just one location that says, because a lot of them, frankly, I mean, I'll just say my opinion, you know, they, the larger an operation gets, a lot of times it, you know, it's more about the economic consequence than like truly being passionately in love with your customers and thinking about your customers. And there's so many independent operators that will never grow because that's not what they want to do. They want to provide a really wonderful experience in their one location or two locations to people in their community. And if they had an easy way to make it available or more accessible to more people in their community, then, you know, that's my pitch. I know, you know that. I know I'm.
Oh,
I'm
absolutely. I mean, right. Like I said, right now, right now in starting out, we mostly have worked with independent restaurants because I completely agree. They're a lot more passionate. They were, you know, willing to dive in and work with us. And so in the early days, you know, when we were still trying to figure out our process, that was really important to have their buy-in. So, you know, most of the restaurants that we have worked with up to date are independents. Like we work with probably over 40 independents right now. But like moving forward, in order for us to like, because we're bootstrapped and we're not venture backed, in order to keep going, it is important to like diversify and have some larger restaurants on board as well, because, you know, we want the option for the consumer. And then also, you know, it helps us be able to grow and scale and help more restaurants of all sizes.
Find you one big chain and that can just fund your, that can be your investor. That can fund your growth and help you go serve independence. I know that's where your heart is. So, but it may, I get you. Like I
yeah. trust and my I love independent restaurant owners. Like I have talked for hours and hours with independent restaurant owners, and they have so much passion for what they do, which really is exciting for me. And so, yes, I definitely love serving them. Just from a business standpoint, it is important to diversify so that we can, you know, keep doing what we're doing and helping restaurants.
Yeah, for sure. For sure. Well, so you just went to the National Restaurant Association show, and, and it sounds like you were a few days and had a lot of good conversations. So that went well.
Yeah, absolutely. The restaurant show was a blast. I loved meeting a bunch of different people, you know, meeting a lot of restaurant groups and owners, and then, you know, talking with some of the POS companies, because where we're trying to go, you know, is having that integration so that we can add in an ordering component to what we're doing. So that's kind of in the works. But it was super great to just be more involved in the community and meet those people and build those relationships.
That's awesome. That's awesome. I know you're back and probably really busy trying to do all the follow-up. So was there anything that we missed? Is there anything else that you would want to say to the folks that are listening to this?
Yeah. So I would just say, like, A, if you have a chance to go look at my Instagram, I think that's a very great educational resource to see, you know, what this market is thinking and feeling. Like, I can talk all day long about it, but my word of one is only so much, you know. Go look for yourself and see the problem that is happening right now, because it's very real. And those kinds of conversations will help you, you know, to see what is actually occurring inside the community's brains. And then the other thing is, you know, we are very much a growing company. And so we are trying to do right by restaurants and add in, you know, more and more value over time. So if you do have suggestions, or you want to talk, or there's something that you'd like to see from us, I would absolutely love to chat. And, you know, my email is kayla@findmymeal.io. So please, you know, reach out. Even if this isn't the best fit for your restaurant, I am always down to build a relationship and have a conversation about it.
Well, look, so my, my only, my advice, take it for what it's worth. Yeah. My two cents is, you have, first of all, your why, like the reason you're doing this is so genuine and authentic and real. And, you know, there's a lot of people that start businesses because they want to make a lot of money and have an exit. You started this because you had a problem for yourself and you wanted to solve it. And you know, there's tons of other people, half of our country that has a similar problem to some degree.
Yeah.
You're trying to solve a problem for people. And you care about it because it's a very personal issue. So that's a really strong why. And that's a very compelling story. Through 16 years of doing this at Schedulefly, I will say that, there's different paths. And we took a path and other companies in our space, took a different path. Our path has been do one thing really, really well and take super good care of our customers. Yeah. And just, phenomenal customer service when they need it. But just keep what we do real simple because it's just one thing. It's like a laser, like you point a laser on something, it's super focused and we do it really, really well. Now, the only reason I say that is like, it's so easy, especially when you have, you have a software and you're writing, it's so easy to get lured into like, okay, well, and I can tell you, we had all the time when we started. Can you add this? Can you add that? Can you add this? Can you add that? Well, yeah. We can, but does that take this simple solution and like water it down and then make it harder to use and harder to navigate? And is it harder for us to keep up with it? And, we, in our situation, we have a small team of five and we wanted to keep a small team. So we learned like early on, okay, we know that we solve this particular problem of creating and managing a schedule. We know we do that really well, right? That's what we want to do. Everything else, no. And we want to make sure that this is a real easy process for our end user. And that's what you have now. And I'm not saying you shouldn't listen and add, you should, but also just be thinking about ultimately getting back to what's the core problem we're solving? Are we really good at that? And are there hundreds of thousands of restaurants out there that need just that little simple problem solved? Well, let's figure out how do we go find them, right? And just keep that in mind because it can be so hard to keep that focus and to start going, okay, well, we could add this and we could add that. And then, just remember that, gosh, Kayla, all restaurants need what you have. They all do, right? Everybody should have my meal. That's my only two cents having done this and having been down that path and tried learn through trial and error to what's our why, what's our ethos? Are there other people that, you'll start having competitors and fine, but competitors will be venture backed and they'll have to have 50 different things and it'll be complicated and hard to use. And, okay, fine, no problem. Because there's so many people that just want to deal with Kayla because I like her and she has an authentic story and she cares and she's passionate and she has a simple solution and she takes great care. That model is, it will scale. It will be, it will never go away. People will always pay for just that. You, great service, simple product, careful. Cause you're going to so many of these restaurant people, they care about where they buy their produce from. They care who they do business with. I can just tell you from experience,
absolutely.
It matters to them. And now they're starting to think about who do we buy our technology from? There's choices.
Yeah.
But the absolutely. Ones that are really passionate about what they do choose people like you. Anyway, man, that's me as a,
no, I think
this and I'm so excited about what you're doing. I can't wait to just follow along and just watch you grow and succeed. Cause you're going to, cause what you're doing is amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Yeah. I agree with you wholeheartedly. It is definitely important to stay focused. But as a relationship builder myself, I, place a lot of importance on listening to the people that we're working with and serving them in the best way possible, similar to, what you guys do. And so That feedback loop is very, very important to me. And, you know, like I try and not get caught up in all of the features and technology because yes, those things are important. But when it comes down to it, it's how can I bring the most value to the people that I'm working with? So that's always my North Star.
That's your North Star. I love it. I love it, man. Kayla, thank you so much for taking the time to do this. I'm so excited to have the opportunity to share your story, and I want to talk to you offline about, you know, not just this podcast, but about how we might be able to share what you're doing with our customer base, and you know, hopefully find folks that love your story and love what you're providing, and you know, want to be your customer.
Absolutely. Thank you so much, Will. It was great to chat, and I am very grateful that you asked me to come on.
Hey, y'all, before you sign out on this episode, a couple of quick things. Number one, if you listen to us on iTunes, if you could give us a star rating and a comment, it would help so much. Same thing if you're on Spotify, follow us, or any platform that you're on, if you would just do whatever their rating or follow options are. What that does is it tells the algorithms that this content is good and meaningful and valuable, and it'll tell them to put it in front of more people. So thank you for doing that. If you take the second to do that, that'd be so awesome. And also, if your restaurant is either using Excel or you're using some software that's expensive and has a lot of bells and whistles you don't need, or maybe doesn't have great customer service, we'd love to take care of you at ScheduleFly. Simple, easy restaurant employee scheduling software. Legendary customer service, 30-day free trial, ScheduleFly.com. My cell phone number's on the trial sign-up page. Thank you for listening. See ya.